nothing, I mean, you know, just the pots and pans is all I really remember. And the pressure cooker going all the time.
No coffee or tea drinkers?
No.
Is that against the religion or frowned upon at least?
It is suggested in the Word of Wisdom that you will find in the Doctrine and Covenants that those things are not good for you.
Okay. Well, that's probably true anyway, even on a physical level, if not spiritual. Do you remember having sort of lamps, like when the electricity went out or anything?
Yes. Kerosene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a couple of those? Did electricity go out a lot back then?
I don't remember ever really it going out. Dad was always just tried to be prepared that way.
Okay.
Always kept kerosene in the lamps.
Have things like kerosene and oil and stuff like that been relatively easy to get and relatively hard to get?
Not really. If you needed it, you just went up and got it. There hasn't been a short supply.
Has there always been filling stations in Manassas?
Yes. When I first married, there were two, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
The other one was down here by the market, but there's always been a filling station. Sanford doesn't have one anymore, and at one time they had three.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's strange.
As a girl growing up, they don't have one now, so...
Are those communities rival? Are they rivals of each other now? Or not?
In capacity of the schools, Sanford is a Sanford public school, and only Sanford... Well, it's kind of consolidated because it takes in Massasis and Nortonville, but those places are pretty much non-existent. So Sanford is a school by itself, whereas Centauri is a consolidation of Manassas and Lahara.
Right.
So there's a rival in the sports, a rivalry there. When it comes down to the religious end of things, Sanford and Manassas are more alike because there are more people who share the same religious beliefs, whereas in Lahara you get more, diversity. There's more,
okay,
more religions and more races, right, and more in Lahara.
What religions do you
think? They have Presbyterian and the Church of Christ, and you know, whereas in Sanford and Manassas you will find Mormon and Catholic.
Right.
At one point they had a Buddha church over in Lahara.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else.
So they have ethnic groups here?
Yes.
There and there?
Yes, that aren't in Sanford and Manassas.
Asian?
Some. You know, they have... Of course, Manassas is seeing more and more as far, not so much on the religious end as the racial end, more and more Anglo couples that can't have kids are able to adopt, but they are able to adopt the African-American children. And so you see a lot of African-American kids running around Manassas whose parents are both Anglo. And so that, you know, that is coming in as far as a difference. But Lahara just has them for whatever reason.
Is that a bigger place?
I think it probably is.
Okay.
Population-wise, probably area-wise, too.
And Sanford and Manassas, are they pretty similar in, like, the size?
Yes.
Is either one of them growing?
Not really. I think Sanford is something like 738 population.
Yeah. What's Manassas?
I'm not sure. We always say just under 1,000 because people move in and move out so quickly. You know, it's just like we're a stopping place for people for a while until they're, you know, they may come from the east and they stop in Manassas on their way to California until they can get their feet under them again.
But they'll
or whatever.
Actually stay here for a year or two?
Mm-hmm. And then just move out. So it's hard to keep count.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just like San Luis Valley is really nice. Is that how you pronounce that?
San Luis.
Yeah.
San Luis, it depends on your race.
Did you ever hear of a bed on the floor, like a pallet? Have you ever heard that term? Sort of makeshift bed?
I hear the term pallet all the time because they use pallets at the lumberyard to stack things on.